This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Dolphin 5413 is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hoping we can get some trench players in this draft. You will, my man.
You're not getting a receiver. Okay? I don't know where this Xavier Worthy crap, just because he's fast and all that shit, they're not taking a receiver in the first round. I had some idiot yesterday. You know, I love you Dolphin fans. I really do. But there's a section of you that you're like a cult. And you can't be reasoned with. Kind of reminds me of another group of people. But anyways, that's another thing. And so it just like you can't be reasoned with. And you just like you come up with like you like to torture yourself with stupid shit. You bog yourself down when somebody's talking about another quarterback when they're not even looking at it. And now, because Worthy ran a 4.2, okay, so Mike McDaniel wants him. No, dude, right now, if they get Worthy, it would be an incredibly stupid pick. I am not very critical of this front office much. I like what they do overall. Have they made some mistakes? Yeah, dude, of course. But you know, you're not going to hit. They make a lot more hits than misses. So I'm good with that. But if you take Worthy, that's a monster mistake when you need help on the D&O lines. That's a catastrophic mistake when you have very good and very capable, and in fact, I would argue and say plug-in players available to you at 21. So why would you? No. Worthy's not a starter. You already have starters. And then, you know, some guy goes to me, well, maybe they're not bringing back Waddle. I was telling Sean the story today about that, and he's like, but they still have the fifth-year option. What are they going to do, just let them walk? You know, it's just people are stupid. It's like a cult. There's a part of it's with the Heat, with the Dolphins, the Panthers. It doesn't matter. It's any fan base, the Rangers, whatever. They're going to have a section of their fan base that are irrational. And it's like, really, dude? You think they're not going to bring back Waddle? How freaking stupid are you? The guy they may not bring back is, you know, like, as I've noticed, everybody else has caught on that one. You notice that one? You notice how we start the fire? Tyreek is the one that probably is not coming back. So, you know, just kind of funny with that. They're not going to bring back Waddle. That's why they're going to draft. That would make Waddle, it would end up becoming a wasted draft pick, dude. An absolutely wasted draft pick. If you don't re-sign him, he's not a long-term player. It doesn't become a successful draft pick. It doesn't matter if he was successful for a couple years. You can't allow him to go finish his career somewhere else. No. That's like the Jake Long thing. Jake Long didn't end up becoming a good pick for two reasons. One, because he ended up, you know, broken down and left with injuries. But two, because he really never played here for a long time. You can't take a guy number one overall and he's not going to be here for 10 plus years. You know, you can thank, you know, rest in peace, Tony, but it was clearly your fault what you did to him in the preseason. You ruined the man's career, unfortunately. But, hey, it is what it is. Coaches sometimes make bad decisions. Joe Girardi ruined Josh Johnson's career. after a 70-minute rain delay, he brought him back and blew out his arm, and he was never the same guy again. Shit happens. You know? What are you going to do?